Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for relaxing into love. Not easy sometimes, but it's so worth it, taking this breath of love and gratitude. Oh, we relax into love. We place our hand on our heart and we remember that right where we are, love is. Our true nature is. Our true identity is love. We invoke love into our awareness as we partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self and remember our true identity. So grateful that we can value the Spirit. So grateful that we can say yes to divine intelligence. Activated in our mind and in our heart, heart-mind congruent for love. We invoke divine grace into our awareness, and with each breath of love and gratitude, we relax into love. Relax into our loving heart, seeking the kingdom first and remembering that love is our healer. We gratefully step into a generosity of spirit, deciding to be truly helpful, truly awake, truly aware of love and the power of love as our very life. We are grateful and thankful to consciously step into patience, into kindness. So grateful and thankful to cultivate the habits of a compassionate heart. We're in the flow of love, relaxing into love. In grace and in gratitude, we truly are lifting our vibration by choosing to give thanks for our challenges that teach us and show us the opportunity that we have to practice patience, kindness, generosity, and compassion. For this is the discipline that means so much. We are grateful and thankful to harvest the learning from our experiences and to share the benefits with everyone, because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we let it be. And so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Well, I'm so happy to have a new week on the calendar. And we're in the new moon, so it's a great time to energize our intentions. We're just coming out of this new moon period. And I am so grateful to energize a life of love and grace and harmony and peace, sharing the benefits with everyone. I know we're doing this together, and I know that things have been a little bit technical difficulty time with Living A Course in Miracles, and we're using all new technology. I'm always upgrading things, so we have learning curves, and it seems we tend to test the technology because we're always using new things, and things just don't always go as planned. So we get to practice patience and kindness and compassion and live in grace. And isn't that what our goal is anyway? So as we say, it's all good in God's neighborhood. And I'm grateful that we are neighbors, spiritual neighbors and prayer partners. And I love and appreciate you. Bless your beautiful, beautiful day.